Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah.
Say what? Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes. Cause
we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, maybe I got it on the phone.
Each
and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me. Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind. Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Say what?
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time. Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat. Yeah. Each and your track, Hood Tunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Every week,
Cleveland.
I don't know if nobody hear me, no. Boots. We're trying to get this shit set up, though. Y'all know what it is, man. Hand it. Come on, come on, come on. Click in, y'all. The heat of the street. Should we get some love on the studio? Is action. Things lining up. I'll see what happens. It's connected to the studio. Y'all just bear with us. Come on, man. We got the studio jumping off. Who the hell?
Pop up.
Yeah, now this is what I'm talking about now. Y'all know what's up, man. Y'all know what's up. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio is a little bit slow on their responses when it comes to the switchboard, but that's okay. We here anyway. 646-478-0944. We got some new shit for you. Some hot shit for you, too. You understand? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max Image, man. And I just want to say shouts out to everybody listening to Hood Tunes Radio on Friday night online. Thank y'all for calling in. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit, too. So we're going to try to keep it popping. And we're going to get into some natural born bosses, man. Because we got all of that. And we having fun. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday night, the day after the motherfucking holiday. And we're going to see what the hell's going on. You got to press that button. I hate to have it say something we don't want. This is what we're trying to get.
She just didn't want
to play. That's some bullshit now. We got the whole line. And this motherfucker don't want to play. You know? So what's up with everybody out there, man? Doing our 1-2 here, trying to get this shit clicking, popping. Y'all know what to do. So have a good time here while we get set up and everything, man. We just gonna keep on rocking and shit and go with what we know. You know what I'm saying? Last night we was out doing what we call a tour of the motherfucking city, man, trying to find somewhere to perform. You know what I'm saying? We all out there doing our own 1-2 and shit. And it was rough. We ended up finding some spots to do what we had to do. But still, man, when you're on your tour of your city, you know what I'm saying, you're having a lot of fun. And there's things you can say. There's things you can do. I see we got APJ on the line. Let's see if we can't bring that in. AP, what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. What about you, brother?
I'm doing all right. What's going on with you out there?
Oh, man. Just preparing to put down this hip-hop workshop. And
okay.
The hip-hop workshop, which will be tomorrow, will be at Cleveland State University. That's Cleveland State University's main classroom building, large room 136. That's large room 136. And the large room 136 is in the main classroom building. So that's 1899 East 22nd Street. 1899 East 22nd Street. The building is located on East 22nd and Euclid. It's really between East 22nd and Euclid. And on the other next street over is East 22nd and Chester. So it's either or. Easier for parking on both sides. If you can get in where you fit in, you're good. Come through. Mm-hmm. Feel free to enjoy yourselves. All type of musical formats are there. So with that being said, I'm just looking forward to it from 2 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that room right there with the projector, that's the holds about 165 people. But I've said it before, our ultimate goal is to get that quote-unquote auditorium.
That's what's up. So y'all know,
now
the more people that fill that room, the more chance it's going to be getting that auditorium, mate.
Yes, that's right. So that's what I wanted to say, and it was good to see you out and about last night, Miss Chocolate Cake, Suave Gotti, and others, and we're working on a couple other things right now, and it's just good to be around people who are, quote-unquote, oh, yeah, DJ Casino, Pastor Twan, people who are out there making things happen and not slowing down. So it was good to basically have you in the house there, man.
Man, I appreciate the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, all day long. Appreciate that. So that's what's
right.
up, man. So y'all know, get on down there to the hip-hop workshop. And you know what I'm saying? Right now we're going to try to see what we can do about working on some music. We haven't...
I got you. It's
a little technical issue here with the switchboard. You don't want to let us on music right now. It's all right.
Okay,
you
know, I got you. Yeah.
Something.
Hey, man, when it comes down to, you said it before, but for the people out there worldwide, because this is, of course, Blog Talk Radio is worldwide. Oh, man. Contracts. The importance of contracts when you're doing places. Ooh-wee, I'm going to shut up and pull out my pen and take notes.
Well, you know, I don't want to say nothing, man, but that was the whole thing for last night. You know? That was the whole thing for last night, man. We got to be careful, y'all. We got to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People ain't really on the shit like we on the shit, man. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
ain't following the motherfucking pattern. That's the whole problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's their own thing, see. But just like Swab was saying last night, you can't charge nobody to come in and watch nobody do no damn karaoke.
Nah. That ain't gonna happen.
No karaoke. It's not gonna work.
Right.
You know. So what was happening with the Brown Sugar Cafe? Now that's what's popping. We don't know what's going on with the Yoki, but the Brownsville Cafe is what's happening.
That's
true. It's all right. We're going to keep on trying and see what we can do with the switchboard right quick.
Looking forward to the Glenville Festival. That'll be coming up in a few weeks. I'll wait and give more information by next week. But I will be saying that that one should be loaded with a lot of artists from the hip-hop workshop, including myself. So I think that will be a very, very, very interesting festival indeed.
There you go.
Okay.
Right, see? This switchboard is tripping, man.
But it's all right.
But it's all right. We're going to work that shit out.
That's right.
You know? But on everything I love, man, it was fun to get out last night, too. It wasn't just, you know, work.
Yeah.
That's
it. That's right.
People don't understand that sometimes you got to get out there and do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Actually looking forward to having some work done on the flyers. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm talking about, man. For real.
Man.
That is what I'm talking about there.
Man, I'm through. I had to talk about using proper terms. I went through for the listing party first. And then the next step will be the release party, which will feature a lot of different tracks that a lot of people won't expect, but that's all right, because we far from being done. Mm-hmm. And I know that Black House and I, within the next 30 days, Indo Dub Sack Joe Legacy, will be coming to the studio for the Things in Life remix, Varsity Music remix. That's a thing that we're all looking forward to doing, as well as another track that will probably be done that will shock a lot of people that you and I will be doing, because we have some nice little instrumentals that I'm very thankful to be able to work with you on.
All right, John, I'm going to see you.
Mistake me for a real nigga, then he gettin' whacked. I hit a lot of plays. straight like that. My plug gon' drop it off, cause I came down that sack. A band for that man, 56 for that loud bag. Stay real to my fam, never become a rat. Try to kick Gucci belt with the Louis hat. 40 all black, with the Louis to match. I'ma count these racks, while that broke nigga brag. He in love with the swag, I got a lot of cash. Smoking on that thrash, I'm turned up to the max. Bitch, we stopping sex, and my diamonds don't flash. Smoking on that gas, and I'm turned to the max. Bitch, I'm stopping sex, and my diamonds don't flash. Louis Gucci Prada, we got all the ass. 36 OGs and pumped up in our trash. We gon' count these stacks, and we gon' flip the racks. We fuck that money up, but we gon' get it back. EMV and MVV and play like that. Can't no serving play, crack with the trap. 1628 and burst up in the trap. We some real sweet niggas, bitchin' at the back.
I'm living, I'm flipping, hit the stones, and chicks making all them bitches, and they bitches, they all want it, nigga. There's my swag on the thousand. Loafers hollin', Louis V's growlin', sex is silent. Leave them bitches smiling with keys on their mind. And I'm back to the grindin', baking soda flexin', taking off my trees, but the coke still jumpin'. That's the money flowin', throwing bands out in the open. Louis niggas hopin', my money gotta focus. Flips, 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 that's what I'm seeing and I'm loving it. Why hit the club and blow this shit? Knock a nigga main bitch. Take her on a cruise trip and treat her to some bullshit. Don't worry about them courses, ain't nothing to a boss. Boss, they money taking losses, my bulldog barking. Bricks in the coffin, it's big money talking. 1628, natural born bosses.
Natural born bosses.
Don't make no sense to me.
Nope. Nope.
It don't make no sense to me.
Fouché. E-Max.
Yeah, we just gonna take this quick ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me split your head right quick.
Oh, man. Your face full of fingerprints, saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell the way that your eye and your lip bone swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked. Your head got a patch, your ribs that been cracked. Man, and I swear, and you keep running back for real. Do the dick got you dumb like that?
Got you the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just know your life, but just the wall don't make no sense to me at all. Girl, why are you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This nigga is your downfall, don't make no sense to me at all.
Tell me, what the hell is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Your wife out here banging other dudes. Driving your car, spending your cash. Got another nigga name tatted on her ass. Maxing out your credit card, giving you no sex at all. Y'all thumping, bumping, the cops come. Man, listen, this bra's a lost call. Don't make no sense at all.
Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me. Dude, why are you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gon' change. And you trying to change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me
at all. Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This
It's gonna be a downfall, don't make no sense to me at all. Hey, nigga, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. Wanna just throw your life against the wall, don't make no sense to me at all.
This is Boy the Max Man, who's steady, trying to work on issues right here. Hood Tunes Radio, 646-478-0944. We doing this the best way we can. So don't y'all get mad if the motherfucker won't turn off. Something like that during the show. Just remember that we'll be back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the issues, you know what I'm saying? We trying to work through them like we do all the time, man, especially when you on location, it always seems to come out like bang, 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 bang. But it's always good. It's always good to know that everything is cooking like clockwork in some instances where we have shit under control. So I'm working on some electronic devices right now. I'm going to see if we can make this a better experience for you tonight because we having fun, you know what I'm saying, already. It's just sometimes technology don't agree, you know, settings. Sometimes, you know, they don't agree with a lot of the shit that we're trying to do. So y'all bear with us tonight, you know what I'm saying? And like always, man, we're going to do what we need to do. This year, 137 rounds, Sheriff Kilroy, Hood Tunes Radio.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers, wire link to demonstrate the cops, cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down, demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down, put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh, on the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops, reload, take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots, reload, time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops stole those cowards. They ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park and EC. 137 shots from 13 cops, no gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings, we need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear, you don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it all. 110, 120, reload, 130, 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops, this is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor named Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy.
Yeah.
Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet, but only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace. Go Vikings, go Vikings, go Vikings, go Vikings, CSU, go Vikings, go Vikings, CSU, go Vikings, go Vikings. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. The first shall be last, the last will be first. I learned that in Cleveland, so I ain't hurt. Cause if you do good, you may not get mentioned. But I'ma change that by bringing attention to something bigger than a decision. A local legend, a hero, has now risen. A diamond in the rough has brought us the gold. CSU's finest, my man Norris Cole. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Norris came to CSU from Dayton, but y'all overlooked him while LeBron hating. People were so mad at the LeBron win. Norris Cole, the media ignored him. An all rookie standout in the NBA. When he was in college, he played that way. Cleveland State Vikings, he played 4 years. Horizon League, the player of the year. Whether NIT, NCAA, he has discipline in the NBA. A principal talk from his former partner, coach of the Vikings, my man Gary Waters.
Who?
Coach Waters, Norris Cole, dynamic duo. In other words, master and pupil. Cleveland State Viking colors, hang them high. Represent the forest green and the white. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Hang your rings up high. Hold your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Bring the swords up high. Bring your rings up high. And bring your swords up high. So wave your rings up high. And wave your swords up high. Add heat to H2O, it boils hotter. The steaming attitude of Coach Waters, who arrived years ago to a losing team and instilled in them a winning thing. Instilled in them practice, instilled drive, instilled determination, instilled pride. Offense and defense make competitors fall. Whether inside or outside, Vikings fall. Viking invasion,
wow.
Everybody make way. Viking funeral, no matter who they play. A major college team who earns respect. From Payne, Superior, Euclid, Prospect. Main classroom to the student center. Drinko Hall has music when you enter. Fraternities, sororities, step to this. WCSB has another hit. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Peace. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Black River Music.
Yo. We having a little fun. We doing the best we can right here. Still right. Pun the music tracks, man, Hood Tunes Radio. We want all y'all to know, you know what I'm saying, that we're working through it. It's really my fault, you know what I'm saying? It's called rushing. You know what I'm saying? You doze off in the middle of programming. You wake up to a phone call and it's like, damn. But it's all good, man. Everything's all good. We just chilling, working through the pains. You know what I'm saying? So right now, to be honest with y'all, we just going to try to roll with it. You know what I'm saying? In a minute, we just going to be doing straight chatting about straight chatting mine, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't going to be able to use a switchboard. So, if you got something that's on your mind, you know what I'm saying? We will suggest that you just chill with us because that is what the fuck we getting ready to do, all right? Now, as far as we was going in earlier, I was talking about the contracts and the way things are. And, you know, man, shit is just crazy right now. Last night was a perfect example of, you know what I'm saying, what to do when you get into a situation on why there needs to be a piece of paper. We understand, Mr. Club owners, that you have to try to make a buck, you know what I'm saying, but here in this city, in this economy, man, we're supposed to work together, you know what I'm saying, not against each other. And I think a lot of these club owners forgot, you know what I'm saying, that in order for you to, you know, pull a crowd, man, you got to have some people in there that's worth pulling. You know what I'm saying? So quit trying to, you know, dog everybody and shit that's trying to come up and do some things. And, hey, let everybody run. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody run. You know what I'm saying? You'll find out that you have more motherfucking business than you started out with. So, Al, what's your take on last night, man? What do you actually think about that?
Hey, I think exactly what you just said, brother. When you have that paperwork, even if a lot of times a lot of owners are trying to get by. So they'll tell you in a minute. And I ain't doing no paperwork on nothing. So if something like that happens, just be advised that you have no ground on anything. So be prepared for the worst to happen, because when it does, you'll be able to step off with no hard feelings or anything like that. That's why in a lot of situations, we've been able to walk away and say, okay, cool, without no big arguing or nothing like that, because no need to argue. You know that there might be some sort of thing in the game, so to speak, that everybody's trying to get over. So when you know that, you at least have some idea to at least make that plan, that exit strategy. Because
right.
You do need a piece of paperwork in your hand. If you don't have it, it's all
even if it ain't about, even if it ain't about no money, man, it's still good to be able to say, well, listen, you know, we got this agreement according to this piece of paper right here, and you know, we don't want to, you know, call it no lawsuit, but we can. But a lot of people don't have that piece of paper. So you don't have nothing to stand on. You know what I'm saying? Without that piece of paper, you ain't got nothing to stand on.
Yeah.
So all the little plans that you all, man, can't, you know, get mad and all this, there's no need for getting mad because without a piece of paper, without a signed agreement that says, you know, we'll be there for you, I don't know what else to say. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying, like it had to happen. You go ahead and walk on the way because shit ain't right. And if it ain't right, man, you know what I'm saying, it ain't no, don't make no sense for it even to be happening. You know what I'm saying? Cause, right now, the way things are, man, everything, hey, I put you like this. You know, I ain't heard of no other groups, you know, going places without having some type of agreement. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, for that sickening shit sometimes. But everybody is happy at the end of the night because we got to understand it. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, Mr. Karaoke DJ, it's time for you to shut your shit down because I have an agreement with these people that this is their time. You know what I'm saying? And so according to the agreement that I signed, this is what's supposed to happen. You're going to get mad and you're going to walk out too. But that's called an option. It's called an option, man. A lot of people don't understand. They don't want to deal with no options because really, that's why they have agreements. You're supposed to be able to go into it, into an agreement and say, hey, all right, no matter what, this is what is supposed to go down. Now, that's what happened when he got that building, when he decided to turn it into a little karaoke spot, a little club, restaurant. You know what I'm saying? That place been there for a long time down there amongst those white folks. Must be something special about it. They ain't tore it down yet.
I'm here.
So, I don't know what to say about that one, but, you know, it just seems to be the recurring theme. You know, around our city where people having issues like that. Because that right there was a major thing. You know, a lot of people was looking forward to it. So, you know, you got to be a little bit more cautious out there.
That's true.
Y'all venues. You know, even like I say, even if it ain't about no loot, you still got to have an understanding of what's going on. Because that's basically what motherfuckers do. They pay the checks. So, if they can find a way to step on the toe and make them extra dollar, then, you know, I bet you that was the best business he had down there. So, that's what it is. But music business is funny like that, man, on all sides. You got to watch your back, you know?
Right.
Now, personally, I still, it was fun to even, you know, get out and have a drink, you know what I'm saying, and sit down and chill and look at the pretty little barmaid.
That was
funny.
And that's true.
Hey, little badass. It was good to see chocolate cake. That was coming through there, you know.
Oh, yeah. And so, I mean, there were a lot of positives from last night. A lot of positives.
Because you didn't do nothing but show who for real with it. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
As long as you for real with it, man, we can. What the hell is that? As long as we for real with it, though, you know, it's all right.
True.
So, because the shit eventually going to pop off, and it's going to be people trying to knock the door down. So, you know how we talk about, you know, we know what we talked about, and the shit just. It's going to always keep coming back to us, man, because you keep on trying. You just keep on trying. Every time you try to do something, man, that's one step closer to achieving the goal. And then
stop.
You can't call it quits, man, before you do what you do. At least you can say, I did it and it didn't work out. Now, perfect example, when I was trying to do the little thing down there on Saturdays where we do a little showcase on Saturday night for Superior, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Of course, the man got scared, you know what I'm saying? Because on the first night, only like 5-6 people showed up. So, you know, including myself, one of my fans, and, you know what I'm saying, a couple other people came down and wanted to see the show, you know what I'm saying, at Gookie's. So I don't even know if that place is open right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember, wow. You know, yeah. I was trying to do that. Found a nice, beautiful place. That I had my own audience. Look, man, I'm going to do the audio. Don't worry about the audio or nothing. I got it. And I had a little bootleg amp, too. You know what I'm saying? It was like about 45, 50 watts or something like that. I thought it was bumping, but it was good enough to work for what we was trying to do, at least on a small scale. And the club owner just got kind of discouraged because on the first night, you know, like I said, nobody showed up.
Mm.
So we agreement, we sat down and we talked about every damn thing. But what I didn't pursue, and it's another thing, what I didn't pursue it legally because, I don't know, it could have worked in my favor, you know what I'm saying? So, but on one thing, let me look at it. On one hand, it was like, well, we want to, I'm a 12, 2 amps, 3. Switching it down, so I don't know what that means. Oh, let's see. But I didn't try to pursue it legally because, you know, I didn't understand that we had an agreement. And so after the first night, he wanted to shut down, but there was really no real reason. You know, he expected to come in and make $1,000, $10,000, $15,000 on the first night with this showcase. Oh, no, I don't think we're going to do it. I don't think we're going to do it. So, and right now, I guarantee you, at a prime location like that, it would have been jumping off right now.
Oh, of course.
The door would have been open. It would have been established by now. You know what I'm saying? And it's the fear factor for one.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Fear factor for one. Am I going to end up paying for this? Am I going to end up paying for that? And I just don't think, you know, people give it a chance, really. So, you know, it's a need. It's a niche out here that ain't nobody really willing to feel. You know what I'm saying? It's something that a lot of people out there ain't realizing, that it's a fucking wide open market for this entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody looking for a dollar, they're overlooking the fucking the jackpot. They're overlooking the jackpot. You know what I'm saying? Chasing that damn dollar. You know what I'm saying? For every fucking dollar you chase, you get 10 if you just step back and see what's going on around you. Most bar owners don't go to different bars. I guarantee you that motherfucker don't know what's in there. One of the magazines and them boxes that he got outside his establishment. Because with that little spot that he got, you could do so much there. So, we ain't going to blame him for not knowing. We're going to blame him for being ignorant. So, to all y'all people out there that own clubs and nightclubs and everything, you scared to get into the music scene, this and another. That's fine, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you really passing up the opportunity to expand your business because, you know, believe it or not, people will come and perform and watch other people perform in a fucking box. So you ain't got to be worried about your bar. Just buy a box and put a sound system in there with some lights and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't think about that. You know, so, unfortunately, we live in this world society right now, and they're scared. Everybody's afraid to make money. You know what I'm saying? Well, what might I say? on their sleeve, man. So what we got to do is try to change the game like that. We still trying. It's a hard fight. But as long as we stay in the fight soon enough, we're going to come up with that right punch that's just going to drop the game. We ain't going to be able to get up no more. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep fighting, as long as you keep fighting and stay in the fight, you can't lose. No matter how many times you get down, you keep on getting back up because eventually you're going to throw that right punch, that perfect motherfucking landing to Kyle. And knock them out. And that's what you want to do because you don't really want to fight that long. You really just want to bow. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, y'all just keep your head up. And all y'all owners out there, all y'all business owners out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to, you know, loosen them belt straps up and stop thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you want to be the one. But that's that pyramid thing. Excuse me. Where everybody want to rule the world and have slaves working up under them. Because I bet you that pretty little motherfucker wasn't making that much money. That pretty ass. But y'all know something, man. I guess this is one of those instances where we try it. If it works, then it's good. We try it. If it don't, then it ain't going to do it. So what we gonna do is keep on trying, and I don't see nothing wrong with that. All right. I actually think, man, you just gotta—it's the settings, cause your hard drive. No, I ain't worried about that right now. We still trying to work out these issues over here.
Cool.
So it's like, watch this. I'm going to press that button. And it's going to speed up. But, all right, everybody, this is one thing, y'all. Just, you know, we dealing with technology. Like I said, we are just trying to work out these kinks and the bugs. And then we can do what we're trying to do. I mean, it's always a learning thing. You always got to figure out where the curves at, and, you know what I'm saying, how to navigate through those curves. And that's basically what we're doing right now, because otherwise it'll be years connected. We will be doing some other. It's not doing it. Connect. See what happens. Come on, Blog Talk. We ain't cooperating with us right now. Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes you just gotta fuck around a little bit, man, in order to get some activities. This shit is crazy when we have fun. I'm laughing at it because it always happens. And it's just like that. That's just the way it go. But you know, we got APJ on the spot. We got Andy B in the house, man. He got my pick, my five. He makes the image. And I tell you, you know, I've actually been invited to I've been invited to come to go down here with Corrupt All Around in Akron on the 20th.
Nice.
And he's got some type of show that's going on where he inviting, you know, artists to come out and perform. But at the same time, as always, you know, I got to sell tickets. You know, if you want people who, I mean, truthfully, Let's make this shit clear, okay? I mean, I understand people need to make money and they gotta fund their missions and shit. But if you're a local artist, okay? Let's just say you're from Egypt, all right? And you are from a part of Egypt where people don't really, you can't really get outside of that region. You ain't got that much, what can I say, not that many opportunities to reach outside of your region unless you get on your little scooter and travel to a part of the country that, you know, a lot of people don't know you. So that's the way you have to get out there. You know what I'm saying? And until you get out there and spread your reach to the other, to another part of your country, all right, then you really only known where you are. So if you get known where you are and you decide to go to the other side of the country and you say, hey, y'all, since y'all like my music that much, why don't y'all follow me over here to the other side of the country?
Okay.
Buy some tickets for me. Come on over to the other side of the country. Show up. Enjoy the party. And boom, bam, boom, bam. Okay, now the thing was, we were supposed to not be able to, unless you sold some tickets, you ain't going to be in the video. Okay, that's just how it goes. And not that we're in control of it all, because in order to do this, you have to contact somebody else. Not you. Listen, I want you to help host this show. It's two stages now. And I guarantee you it's going to be some death metal down there and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. No problem. You know what I'm saying? How many hip hop acts is coming? How many places, how many people are actually coming from here going down there to Akron to perform on the stage? We had to sell some tickets. If they don't sell no tickets, you know, it's ain't about not performing. It's just that, you know, the cameraman won't be videotaping your performance.
Oh, okay.
Because you didn't sell no tickets. They're going to put you down to zero tickets sold. So that would be no airtime shined on you just because you didn't sell no tickets. Now, the misconception is that people won't know who you are, because if you get to perform, whether you sell tickets or not, and you do an outstanding performance, some people are going to want to know, who's that? Hey, man, can I get one of your CDs? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's pros and cons to this shit like that, but you also have to understand when it's a verbal agreement. The verbal agreement is, it don't matter who you bring and how many people come with you, if they don't sell no tickets and bring some of their fans here, it's like you leeching off everybody else's fans. That's the way they look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're leeching off everybody else's fans, and, you know, if you don't bring some fans to join the party, then, you know, you won't be in the video. All right? That's,
yeah,
that's just how it goes. So how many of y'all going to run around Cleveland and say, hey, y'all, we're going to buy these tickets from me, and then we're going to shoot down to Akron where y'all can see me perform for about 5-6 minutes? Two stages now. So, if I'm going to be hosting on one stage, he hosting on another, you got two cameras, and everybody is registered at zero.
Wow.
How are you not going to say, well, I tell you what, we'll know who's going to get a zero, who's going to get filmed, and who's not. How's that going to work out? I mean, it's just a lot of confusion because everybody's trying to make money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So why would I tell any artist that I know from here to say, hey, come on, let's join this show? Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Thank you.
sense would it make to tell my people, here's an opportunity that you're going to have to pay for? In more than one way.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to, number one, you're going to have to open up for the rock bands. You know,
true
bands
that.
Are going on stage, and I guess the DJ is going to have to play the music. The CDs
mm-hmm.
for you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understood what it was all about when the invite came down to me. I understand that it's going to be a Bikini Beach type thing. So, okay. A lot of them have to take a couple of, you know, headache pills and some earplugs. But it'll be okay for the for some video, you know. I'm just having some fun. But once the rest of all of the details came down, you know, and this and that and the other, I really didn't understand the purpose of me even saying to anybody from here, hey, man, you know, so-and-so got an opportunity in. Well, you got to sell some tickets. It's hard enough for motherfuckers to sell tickets to those here. And then you got to sell tickets to a show somewhere else. And then a van full of black folks pull up to a whole concert hall full of white folks. They're going to be like, what the fuck we done bought ourselves into? And, you know, you either going to close the show at 5 in the morning.
Right.
Or you open the show while the sun is up at 6. Oh, okay, I see. They got these motherfuckers just coming to open the show, so we'll let them go ahead and open the show.
Yep.
Rest of all night, they did this, and their fans came down here for nothing. Because the rest of the night is... I mean, shit, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
Right.
But I just don't see the purpose in dragging people all the way, you know what I'm saying, that far away, you know what I'm saying, for a few minutes, forms that they had to pay for. They didn't say nothing about food and free food and all this and all that. They just said if you don't sell no tickets, you won't be on the video. So I really don't think that's a fair agreement. Verbal or paperwork anyways. Perfect example of an unfair agreement. Because it doesn't say how much time you're going to be on the stage or how many tickets you sell. It also says that all the people that come to you is guaranteed to get in because of the capacity. None of that shit was passed down because it's all about how many tickets the outside artists. So I want to know how many tickets that is anybody selling. You know what I'm saying? If you want that to be fair, it's got to be full of disclosure. If you're requiring my people to sell tickets, is there a requisite? How many tickets have to be sold in order for them to be on the video? Two?
Right.
So if you sell two tickets and you jump, the people that come to see you perform can jump in the car with you, you sell three tickets. And the three people that bought tickets from you, Zoom, come on in, because it ain't about one artist bringing their crew with them. So if there's one group and there's four of y'all, then y'all should at least be able to sell one ticket apiece. That's four tickets. So if you get a four by your name, what's your chances of getting on the video? Motherfuckers always trying to throw curveballs, man.
Yes, sir.
These people don't think that people think. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Always...
What really make them, why stop, what make people think I
want to
be on that video?
Exactly. I mean, how's it going to market me?
So I don't sell no tickets. How my people, whoever I want to tell, and if they come, and I go do myself.
That's it?
If The video
ain't hot. And it's probably going to be edited out anyway because it's for the Rock Boys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be like a commercial and shit. It'll be over a movie.
Yeah, man. I'm going to sign up for this show, man. If you come at me 20 tickets, I'm going to be like, well, you can just keep those, man. I'm going to just do this show.
That's it.
I don't need to be in the video, though.
Because you can sell one ticket. I'm going to sell one ticket. I'm going to have the guy come hold my camera for me. It'll be in my own video. You see, people don't think. No cameras and nothing allowed. Why? Because you know I'm going to videotape my own motherfucking artist.
Right.
Because if my artist show up on y'all's motherfucking video, because I ain't want to sell no tickets, make y'all pockets fat, you know, I'm going to come out for the trip. And I'm going to pay for the trip. And yeah, you got to call the girl Barbie. That's what wasn't exactly. I ain't got to.
You tell everybody.
And you ain't got to perform. You ain't got to sell no damn ticket.
Tell everybody.
You see, Barbie, the girl name is Barbie. She running it.
Fucked up.
Corrupt ain't running
it.
He just recruiting motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't, you know, it just don't seem to be, you know, plausible. I'm happy to get up there on stage in front of all the motherfuckers to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? It's good. You know what I'm saying? If I had to hold my own fucking phone, my own camera, motherfucker, you're going to see my face. Because I'm representing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to represent for real. The motherfuckers ain't going to understand. This motherfucker, we start. He was, you know, with us. Yes. He's on that stage. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't on that stage beating up damn Ben Vereen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, fuck around before the night is over. Be like, all right, man, thanks for the opportunity. Gotta go. Be on my motherfucking way out of there. They don't know me. But at the same time, it's an opportunity that a lot of people take. Some people don't. Some people take it seriously. Yeah, I do, because it's only a few minutes away. You know what I'm saying? It's another place that we can show up and show the fuck out. So, okay, on that note, I would encourage people to contact Corrupt so that you can contact Barbie. You know what I'm saying? Because that's about all I can tell you. If you know how to contact Corrupt, and he has Gmail. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt TV Cleveland, I think it is. Ohio. Because Richie, which is his road manager, he's doing this shit same time in Florida on July the 20th. So it's supposed to be like a link up, you know, between here and Florida with them two doing their thing for their little TV. So that's cool. It's excellent. Now, I heard they're trying to build one for China, too. But who the hell is going to China right now? You know? So, I really just think that, you know, if y'all know Corrupt, just contact Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? And he gets you in touch with the other part of the group that gets you, you know, registered to perform. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not sure exactly how that works out. Because I haven't talked to Bobby myself, and I just, you know, I've been asked to host one on one of the stages. So that's what I'm going to do. Get up there and talk shit.
Right.
Make motherfuckers laugh, make motherfuckers frown. Like, you know me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that couldn't make it to their show.
Yeah.
What we gotta do is remember all the time, man. Just remember this shit all the time. All right, that sooner or later, you're going to make a fucking mark. And all these people that keep trying to call out and use the motherfucker is going to really be trying to come in, you know, sit in our spot. But what we got to do is claim our own motherfucking shit before somebody else do and come in and capitalize on the shit we already got going here. It's an empty hole and motherfuckers know it. But they are afraid. It's the fear factor. If I come to Cleveland, I do. Man, it's all right. You know, we just got to, you know, find a way to fill that void, man. You know what I'm saying? And I understand what you and Suave trying to do. I really do. I understand it. But at the same time, we got to find one fucking spot. Find one spot and make the other spots call for you. One spot that ain't doing shit. That ain't doing nothing. Make that y'all spot. Now, hey, you know what I'm saying? We starting up blind just like you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know him. You can do it. One spot. And that's your foundation, because after that, you can go to the other spots and say, hey, you know, we already doing it like this right here. You know what I'm saying? These are our numbers. You know what I'm saying? You got to ask why I put on a little shirt and a tie and comb his hair, cut his hair, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Come in with some flyers in the portfolio. Say, how you doing, sir, or Mrs. or ma'am, and this is what I'm bringing to the table. It's got to be professional. Can't be the Scully in the jacket, you know, with the sign on your chest. It's got to be professional. I don't care if you walking into the hole in the wall. You got to light up that hole in the wall when you walk in. Because the first thing the owner of the hole in the wall is going to say is, uh-oh, is this a businessman coming in here to offer me a proposition? Or is he coming in here to try to tell me he want to take over my business? Or is there another motherfucking thug coming in the door trying to push his motherfucking wagon, meat wagon? That's how they look at you. You come in with your briefcase, you come in with your folders, you know what I'm saying, with a presentation. It's all about that. It's just the same way that we got to present ourselves to the industry. That's the same way we got to present ourselves when we want to sit across the table with somebody and offer a service. Because that's exactly what we're doing. We're offering a service that might increase their profitability. And if it increases their profitability, and that means it's something that's going to go in your pocket. It's going to make it worth your while. You start there. Because it's like, okay, well, what if we don't do so good one night, then next week you bouncing you somewhere else. And the week after that, you bouncing you somewhere else. Why you ain't gonna, when you going to get a chance to bring that money back where you started? So you find you one location that's willing to give you a shot. And I guarantee you, every time you bump that flyer, everybody know where to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you sit down and you talk and you say to the paperwork man, listen here, paperwork man. We have this understanding now. You see, the paperwork can't come from one side. It ain't always got to be able to have my people talk to your people and your people go sit down and we're going to come up with an agreement. No, you and I already have the agreement. Now it's time for us to sit down and handwrite this shit and have some people type it up if necessary. You know? So the whole thing is, it's all about how you approach the situation from a business standpoint. Got to make sense to the man that's out there with the door. See, the gatekeeper, he cool as long as he's watching the gate. But the person that holds the key to the lock, that's the one that the gatekeeper needs to keep in full contact with, because if the key master don't know what's going on, the gatekeeper can't do his job. He can't get in that gate. So you got to talk to the key master. You know what I'm saying? They got to be on one. The key master got to understand there ain't going to be no fuckery going on. And so does the gatekeeper. You know, when you sit down with a club owner and you tell them, listen, this is what I'm bringing to the table, somebody going to bite. what night you want to do this song? Hell yeah, because we ain't doing nothing on this night. What night you want to do this song, man? That'd be great. You want to be in not just an addition to an already established function. You really want to be the event at that establishment.
Mm.
So you really want to get that, yeah. You really want to get that, okay. So that means what, plugged into the computer? I'm plugged in? Internet gateway. Create a new connection, go there. So, basically, man, what I'm saying is it would be better, and I think it would be more functional for your, it'll be more functional for y'all if y'all just, found one spot, just one spot, one good spot, man, and have everybody really go there. Because the whole thing, okay, I'm going to see the icon for that. Find it for more information. Excuse me. It won't let me disconnect from work. Right. Well, we really want to, y'all got to forgive me, man. I'm trying to do my little clickety-clickety thing over here and make some shit happen. But the point that I'm trying to make is that just get one spot out. Y'all just get one spot, man, and blow that spot up. And I guarantee you, man, all the extra shit, they'll come to you. You can pick what days you want to come through, and, you know what I'm saying, then you can, you know what I'm saying, put your cards on the table where you want to spread them out. But if you get one little small spot and let them just feel like, you know, they are the shit now because what you're bringing to the table, you watch how much more receptive people will be as far as coming to where you at. You know what I mean? Because the bouncing around thing is what make it hard for a lot of artists to, you know, get to you. Kind of busy with the connect or disconnect operation. They keep trying to connect. That's all it is.
That's what's
fucking up. Mm-hmm. So, but y'all know that people will follow you where you go. You know what I'm saying? They will follow you. So I would suggest just being in one spot. One spot, blow it up, and blam. Everything else will be straight. Everything else will be straight. Then you can move forward to a bigger venue. You create that following because, as you see, people are willing to follow you around, man. You see that? So with that understanding, if you just got a place where everybody could, you know, see you, then you know you'll be there. You know, you wouldn't have to worry about people trying to find you. And looking for the other spot, they'll automatically know where to come. The issue would be parking. You know what I'm saying? So find one spot and let everything and everything else just fall in place. You know, so I don't, you know, really know what else to say about that. But my internet issues I'm sad to say, have won. They won tonight. They beat. They beat. We still fighting, though. We still fighting. I'm trying to put a black eye on this one. But they win. And you know something I'm thinking about? CA Private Network, Universal, International, and Daily. Next. Cancel. Let's see. Alrighty. Al, you still there? So that means we lost a whole damn. We even lost the switchboard. Alright, let's see if we got him back now. Al, you still there? Nope. Closed down. We got to work this one. Listen, I'll tell y'all what, man. As soon as I get we're going, we ain't going to do it now. Now Delta says he. So this is what we're going to have to do. Alrighty, due to the severity of the problems that we're having with the Blog Talk Radio, we got some issues over here, man, and they can't be tackled right now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all know that we enjoy fucking with y'all tonight, and we're going to keep on fucking with y'all tonight. And don't forget that tomorrow night will be a better show. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we go through some shit. Now, I'm not for certain, because I think we're supposed to fly the helicopter out to California tomorrow. We're supposed to gas up the chopper and take it in for maintenance, because we ain't flew the chopper in a while. All right, so we're going to let y'all know how that shit go. Again. And what I do want y'all to understand is that sometimes when you fuck around with these computers, you know, we have technical difficulties, and that's pretty much what the deal is. Why y'all hearing my damn mouth so much? I'm sorry if you thought you had tuned into an episode of Hood Talk Radio. My bad. Okay, Al's going now. So that's what it was. They probably kicked him off. So what we're going to do is, hey, let's try it again, man. See what we can get out of this, man. Good Tunes Radio.
Don't make sense. ringing, serving with the strap. A lane called my jack, then he getting taxed. Mistake me for a real nigga, then he getting whacked. I hit a lot of plays, straight like that. My plug gon' drop it off, cause I came down that sack. A band for that man, 56 for that loud bag. Stay real to my fam, never become a rat. Try to kick Gucci Bell with the Louis hat. 40-year-old black, with the newbies to match. I'ma count these racks, while that broke nigga brag. He in love with the swag, I got a lot of cash. Smoking on that thrash, I'm turned up to the max. Bitch, we stopping sex, and my diamonds don't flash. Smoking on that gas, and I'm turned up to the max. Bitch, I'm stopping sex, and my diamonds don't flash. Louis Gucci Prada, we got all the ass. 36 OGs and pumped up in our trash. We gon' count these stacks, and we gon' flip the racks. We fuck that money up, but we gon' get it back. EMD and MVB and straight like that. Hitting no serving plates, crack with the trap. 1628 and brush up in the trap. We some real street niggas, bitch, and that's a fact.
I'm living, I'm flipping, hit with stones, and chicks, nigga, not them bitches, and they bitches. They all want it, nigga. My swag on the thousand, Gucci loafers hollin', Louis V's growlin', sex is silent, lead them bitches smiling with keys on they mind, and I'm back to the grindin', baking soda flexin', taking out my trees, but the coke still jumpin', that's the money flowin', goin' bands out in the open, these niggas hopin', my money gotta focus, flips, 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 that's what I'm seeing and I'm loving it, my hit the club and blow this shit. Like a nigga main bitch, take her on a cruise trip and treat her through some bullshit. Don't worry about them corpses, ain't nothing to a boss. Boss, they money taking losses, my bulldog's barking. Bricks in the coffin, it's big money talking. 1628, natural born bosses.
Y'all know what it is, man. We still do 912, man. We still do 912. You know what's up, man. We just gotta keep that shit flowing. Right? Every day. Every fucking day. To a new studio. It's gonna be new. Sure, if I please. Motherfucker, get on my nuts. Shoot him in the back. I know I'm telling y'all, but that's just how I go up in the motherfucking music world. Hood Tunes Radio.
Peace by the street!
Yes. Nanages. Yes. Okay. Let's get it. You might catch me in your city, moving them things. I'm about to set up shop and fulfill some of your dreams. I'm moving that crane, and plus door, my prices are cheap. No shit will you eat, you might just get up off your feet. The game was sweet, till everybody got to yelling, they storytelling. Just to avoid being the felon, the weed, I'm in hell and I'm focused, man. I stay on my grind, my partners in crime is down to rat it any time. So give me, man, that cash, I ain't leaving without it. Yo, niggas might doubt it, I'm good, don't guess I'm making a profit, don't make me spaz out and cock shit. These niggas all bloody. Why you thinking my buddy? I'm thinking niggas don't love me. Why should I push you, shove me right out of the way? Yeah, I like the box, but my man, he love that gunplay. I'm pitching that day, make niggas whisper and say, ain't there them dudes came through the town back in the day? Hey, when it's time to grind, I'm a grand, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'm a sham, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah. If money is on your mind, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah. You better make your next move, your best move. Because my man standing next to me, he love to test dudes. Leaving with chest tubes and a half of a lung. I got the whole world asking where the fuck I come from. I'm straight from the land where niggas ain't playing. And if your face is unfamiliar, then niggas is spraying for real. I'm just trying to hustle up on some meals. Whether it's weed, coke, or selling some pills. I know how it feels. For your back to be against the wall. No one to call, but still feel 6 feet tall. Your little niggas ain't half of me. I got some real last soldiers that'll blast for me. All that I should see, it's not for free. It's just a small reward for being a G. Who did it like me? Stay iced up in foreign whips. Stack my chips and keep something on my hip. When it's time to grind, I'ma grind, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'ma shine, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah, if money is on your mind, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah. My best man tried to slander my name. Like when I hit the streets, they wasn't gonna be asking for change. Hating me, the nigga thought he could gain. But his pocket still looking the same. Be playing with change when I come through in that coupe on buttons. My crash the whip and cop new like bitches. Nothing upgraded, stunting. Linen, Cardi frames. I know what y'all thinking is that nigga gon' never change. Probably not. I'm obsessed with flooding blocks, dodging cops, trying to network up to the top. I get dope, skip through towns to get mo. Thought it was cheap, bro, but it came back to pure snow. When it's time to grind, I'ma grind, my nigga. When it's time to shine, I'ma shine, my nigga. Bottom line, I'm getting mad all the time, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, all the time, my nigga. Yeah. If money is on your mind, better grind, my nigga. You living a life of crime, better grind, my nigga. You're fresh out from doing time, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, better grind, my nigga. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Don't trip it on me because I'm making noise for you, motherfuckers. That's just the way it goes. That's the way it goes. It's your boy, E-Max, man. Don't get mad at me. We only got a few more minutes. So you got to listen to my voice. And you know what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to keep on trying to do what it is I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when we tried to give up. She was like, no, no, no. You know what I'm saying? We figured out how to wild the beast. You know what I'm saying? So it's working out. I love it. We're making some progress. You know what I'm saying? Making some progress. Now, I don't know, like I said before, you know, it wouldn't be available tomorrow. I'm not sure because you know how some people are. They'll call you, set up a gig for you, and then, you know, you don't hear nothing else from them. So, we're going to keep on trying to do what we got to do, and hopefully I'll be here for you tomorrow night. This is Chapter 1 of the night.
bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. I brought a brick. I bought a brick. I paid my rent, my mama rent. Grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10, hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. 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 Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10, hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. I work my wrist. I work my wrist. I'm whipping bricks. Them pure bricks. They jumping back 56. Them extra zips. They pay my rent. I'm ducking 10. I'm about to flip. Got hella chips. Might go legit. That's corporate Rick. Hope they don't catch me slipping. My finger trigger itching for anything vicious. Your boy's body drifting. Then it's back to the kitchen. Cocaine vision. Money been a mission in my hood. Still pumping. Young niggas busting. Hoes still fucking. That good smoke mustard. Leave a nigga funky. Back to the money. Prefer it all hundreds.
Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. I brought a brick. I bought a brick. I paid my rent. My mama rent. Grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10. Hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. 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 Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Yeah, I'm dope. I'm a real nigga, so fuck with me. Geeker gang. All we do is pop pills and fuck bitches.
Rolling.
Drinking liquor and killing switches. Loud pack, we don't puff bitches.
Nope.
Geeker gang or die. Either get down with it or end up missing. Good smoking, I'm rolling, blowing. Back to back like a replay. Bad bitches see yellow. My cuss plug is my DJ. The geeker in this bitch with me. Fuck a hoe when we switch. Treat her like a dog. Marmaduke that bitch. All I know is hustle. All I see is big faces. My bitch broke. Call the real case. He down bad, but we still praying. Yeah. Fuck it. Start shooting up everything. Let's chill. Tell him. Geeker gang in the field. Yeah. I would never trust a bitch. I walk around with toilet paper on me, nigga. I'm the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. I brought a brick. I bought a brick. I paid my rent. My mama rent. Grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10. Hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. 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 Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Got 15 for the rest of my life, bitch.
What?
Three words, I'm about that life,
I'm
bitch.
I'm about that life.
What's 4 to 6? That's what you want when you represent.
What?
Get on the shit. Get you a brick. Even if you gotta hit you a lick. Pay you a bitch. Not hot shit.
What?
Better on shit. Don't slide with it.
What?
Bitch, I'm money making, bitch. Stay low like I'm in
a ditch.
Third big crackers call me rich. Damn, I hope that they don't play. Don't catch me with all
type
of shit. Shot up like a dyke and bitch. I'll catch like Ice and Mike and shit. All about the Benjamin. You know I stay true to this. You niggas is new to this.
But
they like Nike do the shit. I'ma act a fool with it. Youngin' and I'm polished, bitch. Not to mention solid
it.
You can pop and ride to this. Hey, mama friend, I'm proud. Bitch, I'm truer than you fit. How much truer can I get?
What?
I do so much, hope I don't slip. We here, MVB in this bitch.
In this bitch.
I'm gonna tell you.
To the left.
Oh. I'm gonna tell you right away.
Hey, for all y'all fathers out there, you know what I'm saying? This, you know, y'all got y'all quiet time with the kids for the weekend. You know, you can't be mad when the kids finally catch up to your ass. You've been ducking for 2-3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, there you are.
And they all together.
Now, we was looking for you. Don't make no motherfucking problems. If a girl takes you, says she wants you to take her out and have a couple drinks, you know what that means. You know what that means, so you can't even respond. Because number one thing women don't want to hear is that you push their damn kids out. You push them off of your kids. So you can't respond. You know what I mean? Now, she call your phone, you know, oh, I'm with my kids, you know. But as long as y'all are text message shit, do not respond. Because that's the last thing I want to hear. This nigga put me off of his kids. All right? So don't get mad. Don't get mad. Because we're going to try to do what we do all the time on Friday night, man. We ain't got that much time. Y'all ain't got to listen to my motherfucking big mouth for too much longer. So what I'm going to tell y'all to do is keep your fingers crossed and everything else because we're trying to get the shit together. It happened for a minute, but I don't care. We can get back real quick, you know what I'm saying? And on the damn thing. I mean, we do what we got there, dude. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't be tripping like tomorrow night. We probably won't be going through this shit, man, because somebody going to call me and tell me not to get the cords up. What I need to do is have me a motherfucking internet gig back so I have my cords in that bag and I'll never have to take them out. And that's like one of the people set my shit up and get to the house because this shit is getting ridiculous now. Y'all know what it is, man. Whenever you go out on the road and you always leave something, you know what I'm saying? You always leave something when you don't need to leave. Look to the radio, man. Follow me.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
Radio. Y'all, everybody out there, thanks for supporting us, man. Keeping us online. Keeping us on lock. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try this shit once again. That motherfucker just got to see one to the left side, don't he? All right, motherfucker, you keep on popping the left side. Real quick. Let's see you do it again. Okay. So. You want to take the left, the right jab. Yeah, take the right, the left jab. So you can hit the left jab. Bow. Bang. You know what I'm saying? Stick him up under the chin. Boop. Boop, boop. Couple shots to the dome. Boop, boop. Set him up for the right jab. You know what I'm saying? He's going to walk right into it. He's going to keep on going right left up. He didn't know it. It was just understanding. Trying to help you celebrate. My dear. Go.
Polish, check the whip game. So mean, on the scene. now. I'm gonna get it right here. Right now.
How you get it? We talking to the aliens for a minute. Yeah, but y'all know what it is, man. We got a few minutes left up in this piece, man. I'm looking at this bowl of spaghetti and I am straight up debating. Because my children are with me. And I mean, you know, right now I'm having. Maybe eventually I'm going to have to go back to my sister's house and grab him because I'm surprised she didn't call me already. But I ain't really tripping on that. So, right now, I don't know what to do. But what I am getting ready to do is tell y'all about some things y'all need to know about when you're gone. But we just going to hit them in the right eye. Just go boop. You know what I'm saying? Tell y'all some things y'all need to know about. Every city Cleveland, we looking for a spot. You know what I'm saying? We looking for a spot to, you know, hold our shows every week. And pretty much, man, stay in tune with people in, you know what I'm saying, the music and the arts industry. It ain't no primarily nothing. It's just, this is what we do. So don't be mad because, you know, a lot of hip-hop might be there on one particular night or, you know, it just might be country on, you know, one particular night. We here for everybody. It ain't just, you know, one person. But, of course, you know what I'm saying, we stay at home. We stay at home. You know, understand me? We stay at home. All right, let's see. Make sure we go into the right sound. All right, Hood Tunes Radio.
I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs.
I've been working since a youngin', I swear I got it out the mud. All work and dedication. Got a nigga eating good. All my niggas getting them hooks. I swear that's all we know. Dollar signs up in my business. There's no going back to being broke. Young nigga, I stay turned up. I'm turned up, turned down for what? I stay bossed up. I keep a bad bitch at the average. I'm the classy. Be a freak like the fuck in the backseat. Get treated right, fuck a good. Get treated right, fuck a good. Back to the money, back to that money. That's where you find me. I'm always grinding, race leader sunny. Back to the money. That's where you find me. I'm always grinding, race leader sunny. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs.
Dollar signs, street life, but they good in the grind. But I'm stacking mines, got a great mind. Boss man, I was born to shine. Put in extra time, seeing extra stacks. Boston George bringing packs back. It's a cold world, better stay strapped. Get caught slipping, ain't no coming back. Cause I'm taking off like a straight cat. Shoot the kill, fuck a deal. Ride around, get money. Red Bull with me, you know I'm gunning. 123rd, shout out to them gunners. MDE, you know you miss. Smoking on the show got me feeling different. No two chains, we eating different.
different. He want the fame and I want the money. One calling, my niggas coming. Y'all small talk, ain't talking about nothing. MVP, you know we coming. Rubber bands all around that money. Got bricks and sand put away for the summer. Living life, counting money. Fucking bitches, still winning.
I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs.
Life full of counters, that's a whole lot of commas. Went from damn near nothing to busting pounds of product, making moves off the counters. Pump plays down for them profits, ain't no rules out here. In the streets for that dirty dollar, smoking gas, they playing possum. Reminiscing on my first 100,000, been cashed out on them choppers. My circle shooting, no problem. You want raw, I got y'all. How you want it, nigga, hard to talk. MVP, we still taking off. My chalk box glow in the dark. Bottom of a Sam, not a role model. Catch me drinking Remy, straight out the bottle. And I'm bandit, she fuck with no problem. You see we winning, the money hollering. Successful living, yeah, we young and polished. Shouts go off to them two bosses. Keys of work, yeah, you know we got them. True plan, I want the money
fire. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. I'm not in it for the fame, just in it for that dough. I stay counting money, stay fucking all of these hoes. Living life to the fullest, ain't going back to being broke. All I see is dollar signs, all I see.
All right, so y'all know what it is, man. Hood Tunes Radio, always fighting the system. You know what I'm saying? We keep on hitting with a black eye. We almost there, y'all. We almost there. Got 5 minutes to love ya. Let's go, but I'm going to tell y'all what. At this segment right here, man, it's the end of the show tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody that was able to manage through the storm like we did. Y'all hung out with us. Soaked up a little bit of the good shit that we had to talk about. You know what I'm saying? The jokes we made and all of that good stuff. Thank you very much, because we appreciate that. Feels like I appreciate this bowl of spaghetti that I'm digging into. Y'all just can't say what y'all don't understand. If you say what I say to you and understand what I understand, I'm sorry you don't. So, y'all be cool, and we're going to try and get this last song out there to y'all, man. It's a cool song, too. I like it, man. I really like it, too. You know what I'm saying? So, Hood Tunes Radio.
It's a boy, boss shit, you know? Been doing this shit, man. Been counting racks. Huh?
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
My pockets can't fit no more. So it's bands on the floor. Tizo cooking hella coat. Extra grams, that's for sure. 12,000 in my Mac jeans, they won't stuff no more.
Bands.
So it's bands on the car flow, no need to count no more. Down that pack, I stack my racks. Back at the store, I'm dubbing back. Spinning cracks on them gas. Natural bosses stay strapped. Loud packs, grams of that. Rose, we popping that. Rest in peace, my nigga Snap. Free Fat Mac, he coming back. Like the coke, I bring it back. It's all about the water spin. I ain't trying to see the pen. Free my nigga Lil D. Got 50 racks in the bed. Tax free, tax free. Ask your bitch about me. I been ran these streets. The 13th got me feeling like I am the street. Made a killing in the drought. Shiesty Stones was passed out. Me and Jay work, moving work, all on the words. That's the first with bad bitches, wear no panty underskirts. Niggas slanging hella dope.
even skiing off the coast. Keys will never go broke, cause coke I know how to blow. With 56 in the pot, got 84 coming out. That's an extra 28, a free zip in your face.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chunked up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chunked up slow.
Jay work plus coke equal good stove. I seen a lot of extra grams standing over stove. All them profits, now my pockets can't fit no more. To the point it's bands, bands falling on the floor. Trying to fit 13 in my true jeans. My life a movie, call it Friday the 13th. My cousin Kizo made a killing on the 13th. That money came in good off that cocaine. Power wow, stink like an old clog stink. But the quarter break down and slow cook heat. Cause this shit right here is strictly for the fiends. My niggas trying to get this money by any means. And we playing chess, so niggas better guard their queens. Checkmate for a nigga who trying to win. Put a couple on your head, money ain't a thing. He's a birthday, spent a couple on that rosé. Then turned around and spent a couple on artillery. The matching watches shine even during nighttime. You wanna get your money up, just stay on your grind. Cause natural bosses got bands plus overtime.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chunked up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, chunked up.